You're listening to the Move to Millions Minute on the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnell Jervy Harmon. This Move to Millions Minute is powered by Move to Millions Live, our live event experience that is happening May 22nd through the 24th, just outside of Washington, D.C. in Herndon, Virginia. As a part of Move to Millions Live, we have these powerful million-dollar intensives that we're doing every single month leading up to our live event. Our next intensive coming up is designed to help you to make sales pivots that will transform your business. Learn more about our million-dollar intensives and grab your ticket to Move to Millions Live at movetomillionsevent.com. The Move to Millions Minute, as you know by now, is a new segment on the Move to Millions podcast. I like to come to you midweek to help you to get a quick dose of inspiration and empowerment so you can continue moving your business and your life forward and finish out this week with grace and ease and full confidence and knowing that everything you are doing in your business is making a difference in the world at large. As a reminder, I am using our powerful Move to Millions affirmations cards from our Move to Millions CEO affirmation deck. I will recite an affirmation, share some quick insights to help you to finish your week clear, confident, and committed to your goals. Let's jump into today's Move to Millions Minute. I attract the right connections and partnerships to scale and sustain my business's growth. Let me repeat that. I attract the right connections and partnerships to scale and sustain my business growth. Let me tell you what I love about this. First and foremost, entrepreneurship is a pretty lonely place. And as entrepreneurs, we often, because it is lonely and it feels like no one else gets what we're doing and we cannot talk to our loved ones about the things that are going on in our business, it can get pretty daunting at times, right? We can struggle with mental health challenges because we feel isolated. Isolation doesn't serve business and allow us to serve in the way that we're really truly called to. So attracting the right connections and partnerships in order to not only scale and sustain your company, but just to preserve your sanity is such an important part of your ability to build a business that serves you financially and spiritually at and beyond the million-dollar mark. Personally, I believe in the power of community. I believe that some things are only going to be done in concert with other people. And so I value community. One of my primary love languages is quality time. So I love to be around people in doses because your girl is also an introvert, which is the most interesting thing. My gift is big and I fully express it. And when I don't have to, I have those periods where I just kind of have to go back in the corner and refuel. But I do love being around other people. I'm a member of several organizations and I believe in personal development. So I'm in masterminds. Like right now, I am in 3 different masterminds, plus I'm a member of the Boat Collective. And I'm in a few other organizations that we don't meet as often as I like. Now, one of the decisions that I made, I used to be in a lot more. I spend approximately $100,000 a year on my own personal development. And so I used to, last year, I was in 5 or 6 different programs. I made a strategic decision to pull back on a few of them that I didn't feel were feeding me the way I needed to be fed so that I could go deeper. You know, this is the year of anchored ascension, into the ones that are really serving me well. And so now I've boiled all of my communities down to just 3. And I'm very clear about the purpose that each of them serves for me so that when I am in them, I am maximizing what I need to get. So a couple of things I want you to keep in mind as you think about this week's affirmation. I attract the right connections and partnerships to scale and sustain my business growth. I want you to think first and foremost about the power of proximity. You have to get in proximation to those who can shift the trajectory of your life and your business. I want you to also think about the Jim Rohn quote, "You become like the 5 people with whom you spend the majority of your time." Look at those 5 people. In fact, if you don't do an evaluation every quarter, if you haven't done that historically, I highly recommend that you do. Here's what I recommend. I want you to write down the people that you find yourself spending the majority of your time with, and you're going to rate them. I want you to give them a plus sign if they are positive and adding value to your life. I want you to give them a minus sign if they're taking away, or when you see them coming or their name comes across your phone, you roll your eyes and come up with an excuse as to not answer. And I want you to give them a slash if they make you feel indifferent. And here's the legend. The pluses get to stay. The minuses you want to begin working out, phasing out. And the slashes have one more quarter to become a positive or a negative. We want to spend time with the people that are edifying us, that are creating an environment for us to go to our next level, that are holding us accountable and not allowing us to dim our light or operate in mediocrity when we were created to be greatness. You also need to guard your circle, the people that you spend your time with, the people that you trust with your biggest goals and visions need to be people that can hold space and prevent you from operating outside of the will of that mission or vision. I also recommend that you don't overextend or over leverage yourself. Instead, go deep and build quality relationships. This is not a game of quantity. This is a game of quality because your ability to attract the right connections and partnerships to scale and sustain your business is at stake. Let's jump into your journal prompts of the week. My most fruitful connections in my life and business right now are when I spend time with my inner circle, I feel I know I have the right connections and partnerships because use these three journal prompts to finish this week, preparing yourself to continue moving towards the $1 million mark. And I'll see you next time. Take care. Taking your business to the next level already presents its own unique challenges. Let me tell you what should no longer be a challenge for you, creating new revenue whenever you need it in order to move your business forward. And that is why I'm inviting you to join me for the Make Millions Move Summit. Well, you'll discover the internal and external paradigm shifts that will position you to make money faster, regardless of what's going on in the economy. One thing is true. If you want to make millions move, you're going to have to challenge what you believe to be true about money. So go secure your free seat for the Make Millions Move Summit at movetomillionsmasterclass.com. Thank you for listening to the Move to Millions Minute on the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnielle Jervey-Harmon. If you enjoyed this quick episode, do yourself a favor. Subscribe, rate, and review so that you never miss a minute of anything that we have for you on your own Move to Millions. And until we meet again, remember, millions are your birthright, and to access them, you need only move.